But could a baby's thoughts attract disease? I think I sort of get all of that, Abraham, but the question that almost anyone would ask at this point, even though you touched on it lightly earlier, and that is, how could a new baby that has no conscious awareness of disease, how could they attract the disease?
First, we want to state unequivocally that no one is creating your reality other than you. But it's important to realize that the you that you know as you did not begin as that small infant born to your mother. You are an eternal being, having lived many experiences. You came forth into this physical body from a long background of creating. People often think that it would be a much better world if all newborn babies could be born meeting all of the standards of a perfect physical body. But that's not necessarily the intention of every being who comes forth into a physical body. There are many beings who, because the contrast creates an interesting effect that proves valuable in many other ways, deliberately intend to vary from what is normal. In other words, you just cannot assume that something has gone wrong when babies are born with differences. Imagine an athlete who has become very good at playing tennis. People sitting courtside watching the match may assume that this player would be happiest always playing against an opponent with less skill who she can easily beat. But the athlete may very well prefer exactly the opposite. She may prefer people who are at the top of their game, who draw forth from her focus and precision that's not been drawn before. And in like manner, many who are at the top of their game in physical creating want opportunities to view life differently so that new options can be evoked and new experiences can be lived. And these beings also understand that there can be tremendous benefit to those who are close by when something different from what is normal is being experienced. People often incorrectly assume that since the baby cannot speak, it could not be creating its own reality, but that is not the case. Even those who do have language are not creating through words, but through thoughts. Your babies are thinking when they are born, and before they are born, they are vibrationally aware. Their vibrational frequencies are immediately affected by the vibrations that surround them in their birth environment, but there's no need to worry about them, for they, like you, were born with a guidance system to help them to discern the difference between the offering of beneficial thoughts and the disallowing of well-being thoughts.